have scars. We all have dysfunction. You might have long sleeves, but if I could roll up your sleeves, you've been through something. You struggle with something. Your wife may not know it, but God does. I gotta hurry. I gotta hurry. I'm getting really indulgent, and I gotta get you out of here because the next crowd's coming in. Somebody say nails.
Nails.
Nails. Nails. So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said, this is why they call him Doubting Thomas. I call him Honest Thomas. I don't call him Doubting Thomas. I call him Honest Thomas. Truthful Thomas. Because Thomas is like, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it off what you said. I need to see for myself. I got to see Jesus for myself. This has to be real to me. So, hey, unless I see the nail marks in his hands, unless I see where he suffered, I will not believe in his glory. And unless I put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I won't believe. Watch Jesus. Now I want to point out one thing in verse 26. Look at it. 7 days later, seven miles, 7 days. God will leave you in a space where you don't understand to create faith in your heart. So Thomas says, I need to see the scars. Jesus could have showed up on the spot. He waited 7 days. Jesus could have walked up to Cleo and said, see my scars, it's me. But sometimes he wants to let you walk and wonder and walk and wonder, not because he doesn't love you, but because if your faith needs an explanation, it cannot sustain the trials of life. So he waits 7 days. Y'all help me preach this. He waits 7 days. Have you ever had to wait 7 days? Have you ever had to wait through a custody battle? Have you ever had to wait to see if this is ever going to feel better? Have you ever had to wait through pain, wait through depression, wait through anxiety attacks, wait through bad reports, wait through a newscast? Have you ever had to wait?
A waiting
period. And then when Jesus shows up a week later, seven. Everybody say seven.
Seven.
7 days, 7 miles. 7 days, 7 miles. It's the number of completion. And then Jesus shows up. Maybe just at that point where Thomas is tired of waiting. And the disciples were in the house again. And Thomas, this time, was there. And Jesus walks in. Look at the next part. Though the doors were locked. They still locked the doors. Still scared, but they stayed. Still scared, but they stayed. I still got some addictions, but I'm in church today. God can work with that. I'm still on the road. I don't get it, but I'm still. And this time Thomas was there. He's not gonna miss it this time. And Jesus came in, stood among them and said, peace. Watch what comes next. Yo, Tommy. Hey, Diddy. Hey, Honest Thomas. I heard you wanted to see my scars. Now, this is important. Put your finger here. Where? Where the nails were. Isn't that what you needed to see, Thomas? Where the nails were. Now notice something. He didn't say where the nails are. Yo, Tommy, I'm back from the grave. And I need you to see something. Look, Thomas, no more nails. Look, Thomas, they're not here. Put your finger where the sin was. Put your finger where the shame was. Put your finger where they tried to crucify the creator of the world. No more. Somebody shout, no more nails. No more nails. In other words, what held me doesn't hold me anymore. I came to declare today is the day of freedom. I wish you would push your neighbor till they almost fall over and say, no more nails. No more nails. Now, I've heard so many sermons about forgiveness because we've all been wounded. Raise your hand if life hasn't wounded you yet. I want to see where the liars are in the church because I want to have a special prayer for all the liars who would have the audacity to lie in the presence of God and act like you haven't been wounded. We've all been wounded. Rock Hill, Gaston County, it don't matter. Toronto, Canada. You can't walk the road without being wounded. You can't go to church without being wounded.
You didn't speak to me. That's why I left. They didn't speak to me.
I was in a church one time, and the preacher got on this thing about wounds. And it was so weird, y'all, because he was like, he was preaching about wounds. His thing was try to get everybody to go back and remember all the ways they've been wounded throughout their whole life. He had me thinking of stuff in the third grade. Just craziest stuff, like that was going to bring healing. Look at this. Jesus didn't show Thomas his wounds. He showed him his scars. There is a difference between being wounded and being scarred.
That's good. That's good.
So when I prayed about this first word of forgiveness, the Lord told me to talk to you about the nails. Whatever has wounded you, whatever you hide, whatever happened. See, when Jesus shows Thomas his scars, I'm glad he kept his scars. I'm glad he kept that part. I'm glad he didn't stay dead, but I'm also glad that he came out scarred because that gives me hope. And that's how I try to preach. I don't want to preach wounded. Because if I preach wounded, I'm going to inflict my pain on you.
Yes.
And I don't want to be a wounded parent. I don't want to be a wounded spouse. I don't want to walk around. God spoke to me a couple months ago, and he said, if I've really healed you like you claim I have, why are you still so touchy? Wow. Thomas said, I want to see where the wounds were. And when I teach preachers, Jonathan can tell you, I tell them, don't you get up and tell the church all the ways that you woke up at 5:30 a.m. And, you know, if I put you in my pulpit, show the church some of your scars. You can show them the stones that God has rolled away. That's fine. That's a part of it. He is a God of miracles. He is a God who makes dreams come true. And we've all got some stones that he's rolled away, but we've all got some scars too. So show them your scars. Show them where you didn't get up at 5:30. In fact, show them where you pretended like you didn't hear the baby crying at 5:30 and Anna got up. Tell them that story. Tell them how you almost quit. Tell them how you wanted to throw up the first week you went out to preach after the news media ran a story about you for 4 days straight saying things about you. Tell them that. Tell them how you were in the bathroom and you came out smiling. Show them where the wounds were, and it'll give them hope that what wounded me doesn't have to hold me forever. Come on, it's time to be free. It's been long enough. It's been 7 days. Forgiveness doesn't mean it didn't happen. The scar shows it happened. Jesus didn't show up and say, what cross? What y'all talking about? Cross? I don't remember cross. I heard a preacher say one time, this guy's an idiot. He should have his credentials revoked. He said, if you've really, let's get a preacher voice going. If you've really forgiven someone in your heart, you will not even remember the offense. There is a word that comes to my mind to describe what he said, but I'm going to just say it's inaccurate. It's not denial. When I say forgiveness, because I got to be careful because I'm a pastor, right? I'm not just passing through, preaching 1 week, leaving. I'm not trying to just get some. I'm trying to go on a journey with you. And to let you know that when you let go of whatever wounded you so that you can be free and go into the future God has for you, it doesn't mean that you pretend it never happened. This is not denial. The nails were there. My dad walked out on me. Not my dad. I'm saying that you could say, my mom had an impossible standard that I could never live up to. And I believe that part of my eating disorder today has to do with that. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I can't let it hold me. I cannot blame her forever. Not if I'm a Christian. Not if I am a Christian. Not if I worship the one who was wounded for my transgression. See, I need to let you know something, because the hardest person you'll ever forgive is not your ex, is not your mom, is not your dad, is not your neighbor who came over your fence and your property line. The hardest person you will ever have to forgive is yourself. See, the truth be told, it is my self-inflicted nails that I have the hardest time letting go of. But I want the devil to know, when he comes to hammer at me with accusation, I don't know where you go when that starts to happen, how worthless you are. Have you noticed the devil loves to hammer you? And he's got a big hammer. But let me tell you a little secret. He ain't got no more nails. Somebody shout, no more nails! The next time the devil hammers you with accusations, shout back in his face, you ain't got no nails! All my nails are in that cross. All my shame is on that cross. Somebody shout, no more nails. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. The devil might have a hammer, but he doesn't have any nails. Reach out and touch. Woo! The place where the nails were.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.